Good morning, Rodney.
Hey, good morning, Jenna. How you doing?
Good, what's up?
All right, Jenna. There was a case. You tagged me on Monday, or again, Monday. No, it was Tuesday. Morty Vascripio.
Yep.
They received like an increase of hours. I was not able to see like the tag because you put me as committed still, and it
I'm
didn't get
sorry,
to my head.
we
No,
both pop
it's
up.
fine. It's fine. So in this case, I tried to negotiate with them. Shamir was, when I explained him the math about the hours, he was like questioning himself, like, would I be doing more or
I
less?
know Shamir, but this it's not a negotiable thing
No,
because
it's not negotiable. He was like, if he is actually, if he was willing to do all the hours or stay the same and find another 8, you know, that's the thing that he
that's
was
fine.
thinking.
Does he want us to find another aide? Does he want to does he want to?
No, it's fine. So the thing is, he got like confused and overwhelmed about the amount of hours and things. He said he would call me back, but patient had his niece, Karina, to be onboarded
Okay.
to cover more hours. In this case, I divided, like, for example, 112 will be 16 hours a day, so she
That's
will
correct.
be covering a total of, as I put on the note, of 48 hours a week. But
Shamir does
oh.
70. Shamir does 70. It means that she would do, oh yeah, 48. Wait, 40, 48, 42.
Yeah, it's just to cover equally the hours. Per day will be 16 hours a day.
Oh, you're going to be splitting. Wait, but I know, but if she's doing, if Shamir's doing 10 a day and she's doing 6 a day, then she'd be doing 42, not 48.
It's just like to have on the weekend to have her doing less hours, right?
Right now, Shamir works 8 hours, 10 hours a day.
Yeah, but like in the projection of the new schedule, it will be that we need. It's like to project it in the right way, because I told Shamir that, I mean, I told him that Shamir will have to still continue working the 70 hours until she kicks in to start working, or I mean to be ready to work, because he couldn't cover that if he wouldn't agree on the I mean, he couldn't cover the 112 hours if he wouldn't agree to have his rate reduced.
Correct. He if he gets more right now, he's almost not worth employing. 1450 at 70 hours is very, very high. But that's what he the New York approved that. They want to make on a 112 hour case, they want to make $75 a week. Not my business. But he's definitely if he gets an increase, it's a further loss for us. We lose $2 to $3 an hour on each overtime hour on him. So because of that, if he wants to take anything more, his rate's coming down, no question. And it's coming down to profit zone. So if so, therefore she's not doing 6 hours a day.
No, in this case, I mean, I the way I projected it to them, it was like them, I mean, being divided 16 hours a day. So she will be doing 3 days and he will be doing 4. So I know
Oh,
that
they're
he will
gonna
be getting.
they're not splitting the hours, they're splitting the days.
Yes, I mean, yes and yeah. I mean, yes and yes in
I
both
understand.
things.
Okay, so just a second. So she's doing 48 and he's gonna be doing 64, right?
Yes, the rest of them. That's right. That's like the
No
plan.
problem. So they can it, honestly for both of them to be at 1450 is the sweet spot. Okay.
Okay, I put it. I told her that she will have a conversation with Tamiri once she's onboarded to
Fine.
define a rate for her. At the
That's fine.
moment, I didn't tell her that. Okay.
That's fine. I could technically pay her up to this 48. I could pay her up to 1550. He can't. She can.
No, all right, no problem. So I let them know, because I mean, if I divided the hours and projected the schedule for a little less, it'll be complicated. But it's fine. If anything, I will keep you posted, Jonah, okay?
Very good. No problem.
All right, take care. Have a good one.